That portal of Mitzrayim and freedom. What do we do to get ready? We clean up the house. It's spring cleaning. And what's the quintessential Pesach spring cleaning move?
You're cleaning out your own internal chometz.
So we're getting rid of the chometz. We're getting rid of the leavening, all the little crumbs that are holding us back from that simple, clear pathway. And then once you've collected the chumetz, you've collected the crumbs, what do we do?
Burn it.
We're going to burn them. We're going to put them into a little fire. This year it's on Monday, late morning. That's kind of the, you know, so if you're not at work on Monday, or if you're working Monday, take the basket of chumetz, the basket of crumbs, and go and light a little fire. And put all the stuff that you need to get rid of, you know, all the stuff that you want to clear out during Pesach, all that Mitzrayim, all that crunchy, narrowy stuff that's holding you back, put it into those crumbs, and make an offering to that fire. It's the portal into Pesach. Fire's so powerful, isn't it? Well, we're in the third book of the Big Five, second chapter of Leviticus. And in this chapter it says that there must always be a fire burning on the altar. This fire should never go out. Of course, the fire that the Torah is speaking of is the old fire that was in the temple. Does anyone know how long that fire burned? It was burning always. But it was actually a fire. The priests were invited to, actually the priests were commanded to tend a fire made of wood and every morning go and clean out the ashes and place some more wood on that fire. How long did we have that fire? Any guesses?
116.
116 years. Do I hear 200? We're not really sure. But it might have been 300, it might have been 400, it might have been 500 years. Centuries, our ancestors burned a fire, tended to a sacred fire, in a sacred place. That fire was put out almost 2,000 years ago. Now the fire, as our rabbi here eloquently said, it never goes out. And this Sfat Emet, he said that fire is a light that comes from the Creator and is found in a still inner point inside of us. That fire is always there, and that this admonishment to tend a fire that does not go out, it is not just a requirement, but it's a promise, he said. It's a promise that will cultivate our own light, that will shine that light in the world. I think it's a beautiful teaching. I think we should all cultivate our inner light. Cultivate our inner fire. And this is what we do in Wilderness Torah's B'nai Torah program. We work on tending fires, don't we? So we can both learn how to tend that most powerful and the most dangerous element, fire. So we can also see ourselves in that fire, to tend ourselves. And the most dangerous and powerful parts of ourselves. And this Passover, Wilderness Torah is going out to the desert. We're going out to the wilderness about 8.5 hours from here, and we will light a fire. We'll tend that fire the whole time we're out there for 9 days, continuously. And the reason we're doing that is because I'm not totally satisfied with the Hasidic teaching. Well, that fire is upon us. Cultivate that inner light. I have a firm belief that real fire is something we need today. I feel like we forgot. You know, we forgot about water, we forgot about fire in some deep way, because that fire does teach us, doesn't it? About something about ourselves. We need to both cultivate the inner fire and we need to tend those outer fires as well. So this Pesach, I really want to encourage you. Get out that candle. Get out that feather. And on Sunday night, go through the nooks and crannies of your pantry and find the chametz. And draw the chametz out from inside and collect it. And go light a little fire. Do it Sunday night if you got to work on Monday. It's fine. Light a little fire in your backyard or in your fireplace. A real fire. And connect with that fire. And make a promise for this Pesach. What are you going to let go? How are you going to walk in this world in a clear, more open, more free way? I wish you all a Chag Pesach Sameach. May it be a Zizim Pesach, a really alive, joyful Pesach. But first, find the places that are keeping it back from you and give them the fire.